So when the heart says all is as it is, it's a very different statement than when the intellect is saying it. Then there's no fighting in it. There's no complaint in it. There's no little edge to it of wanting it to be some other way. So it can be the same statement, but if the heart is making it, it's a very different statement.
It feels like a shift in perception.
Mm-hmm.
From the conceptual to the non-conceptual. And where the non-conceptual is, the words just kind of dry up. They're not appropriate.
Well, that's why they invented dancing, music,
that's right.
Poetry, art, all that other stuff.
And this, the heart awakening or the heart opening, awareness awakening to itself, this, it answers its own question. Why doesn't it always seem to be here? It is always here. Whether I'm awake, it's here, and whether I'm deep in the dream, it's here. It's always here. And here, what it is here is I am here and I am ephemeral. And I see the pull of repetition, I see the pull of conditioning, I see the pull of the story of me, the misidentification with the story of the body. And I see how the body's kind of convenient.
The body's the gift you've been given.
It is an opportunity.
Yeah, it's not even a question of convenience or inconvenience. It's, don't look a gift horse in the mouth, basically. It's what you've been given. And it's the vehicle that actually works. Because if you were without one, you would see instantly all the things that aren't possible without a body. And the things that aren't possible without a body really matter. And there is kind of a New Age notion that, oh, when you're out of the body, you'll be free. You'll be limitless. No, you'll be much more limited in your abilities. The body is a set of abilities. You can focus your attention because you have a meeting of the physical and the mental and the emotional. You can actually move inside and out. Without a body, you can't move in the same way. So the body is usually not recognized for the force that it is, for the opportunity that it really presents. You can't focus attention the same way without a body as with one. The neurophysical structure allows you to make a choice about where you put your attention, how you hold your consciousness, and where you direct yourself. And it's much easier in a body than not in a body. It's the exact opposite of the generally commonly held New Age notion that you'll be much more able once you leave this body. This body is the ableness. That's why it's been given to you. God doesn't do the wrong opposite thing. You didn't come here as a spirit form with no body, and then when you die, you get a body. Then it would make sense how people think about it these days. But it's exactly the opposite.